And now, it's time for the Rocking Comedy Show News with your anchor, Rebecca Zimlick. From every corner of the globe, she brings you the news that matters. No story is too small. From guys plant mice at a pizza shop to woman steals crucifix after confession, she brings you the scoop like no one else can. Now, here's Rebecca with the news.
Hello, this is Rebecca, the train wreck, and the reason that I couldn't come on the show tonight is that I have a scorching case of herpes outbreak, and it's just burning too much for me to have to sit down for all those hours. Just kidding! I'm in Jamaica, Mom! I needed a much-deserved vacation, so I am here in the Caribbean in Jamaica with my girlfriends, and we just got here, and I'm already drunk. Anyways, I love and miss you all, and I can't wait to see you at the Fast Lap Celebrity third annual charity go-kart race. It's going to be awesome, and there's going to be some great people there. Talk to you later. Have a great show tonight. Bye.
From a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy! It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay! Along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Ferrazza, they bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and nobody told me that Rebecca was going to be gone this week. She didn't mention it. How much do I pay these people if she's able to take off to Jamaica for 4th of July weekend? It's bad enough Spaz is gone, but really? How much does she make? I don't know what's going on. I got to figure out who's in the building, see if we got a show this week. Since it is 4th of July weekend, here's Stephen Lynch.
Hey, what do you say? I come from a place called the U.S. of A. Oh, what do you know? Hop in my car and let's go. Well, this is a song for America. Home of the red, white, and blue. Land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. And if you don't love her, fuck you. To Crete to Beijing. If the world were a school, we'd be homecoming king. Worshipped by France and by North Vietnam. Afghanistan thinks we're the bomb. Oh, this is a song for America. Home of the red, white, and blue. Oh, land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. And if you don't love her, record is something of note. We freed all our slaves and gave women the vote. Everyone's equal forever, always, unless you're one of them gays. Oh, this is a song for America. Home of the red, white, and blue. Oh, land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. Low-carb diets and fast food cuisine. And if you don't love her, fuck you. To all war-torn nations, to those in turmoil, we'll help you kill despots, we'll help you drill oil. And if you don't want our help, that's okay. We're coming in anyway. Oh, this is a song for America. gasoline, SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine, low-carb diets and fast food cuisine, crack cocaine, Abu Ghraib, and nicotine, swindling CEOs getting off clean, housewives all hopped up on amphetamine, nipples get raided in C-17, FEMA and levees and Hurricane Katrina, George Bush's great rolling war machine. I think we're in trouble, don't you? It might seem I don't think our country's so great, but intolerance, bigotry, greed's what I hate. Most folks are honest and decent and true, peaceful, compassionate, good through and through. That's what it means to be red, white, and blue. And if you don't think so, fuck you. If you don't think so, fuck you.
Yeah, there you go. A little song about America for 4th of July weekend. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay up here on the 44th floor. And I found somebody that can help me do a show. Give it up for our good friend Scott Scooter Deal.
Thank me. Thank me. Thank me.
It's awesome that you are here.
Oh, dude. It's nice to be back on the 44th floor. I tell you, I love what you've done with the place. This is great.
Yeah, this is your first time in the new studio.
It is. This is. It looks a lot like the old studio without the intimate
closeness.
Spacage. Yes.
I like that you're 50 feet away.
I enjoy actually being able to see you from a distance. It's nice.
No, like, Paul was a little upset that we got rid of the candlelight.
Well, you know, you finally paid the electric bill, which is good. So.
Well, I was just, it's not an intimate setting anymore. It had nothing to do with the power bill.
Right. I feel you. It's a little too intimate sometimes, I think. It looks great. I like it. It looks good.
Yeah. So I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you're here. You actually just came to get some Zip Fizz, and I was like, I need you to do a show.
I have been jonesing for the Zip Fizz, my brother. I can't tell you. It's been a week, and I'm like in withdrawal now.
Yeah, but when you did Cheeseburger with us, you took a lot of the liquid stuff.
I did, and I drank all of it in one day.
No, you didn't. You'd be dead. You'd be dead.
No, actually, you know, what's great about that stuff, like, as opposed to 5-Hour Energy, I've tried that stuff. First of all, that stuff tastes like ass, but Zip Fizz, that stuff lasts all day. 5-Hour Energy, like, there's no crash. Oh, yes, there is.
There's a hard crash.
After about 4 hours, you really start to feel it. But the Zip Fizz, it holds on, man. I love it. I love that stuff.
Give it up for Zip Fizz. They will be sponsoring our third annual celebrity charity go-kart race.
Yeah, love it.
It's going to be a great event. It is turning out to be bigger and more than we could possibly imagine. And I think everybody that is involved, we have people donating a stage. We have people, donating their sound system. It's awesome.
That is awesome. I mean, I'll tell you what, that thing has really grown.
Roxy Gunn Project is going to be playing.
Cool.
We have Publin Drought that's going to be playing.
My golly.
I mean, we got a lot of really good, solid performers out there. A new band who's going to be here next week is going to be playing. They are absolutely rocking. They're, I believe, called Color 9-N.
Wow.
It's C-O-L-O-R, the number 9, and then I-N-E.
Oh, okay. So, cool.
And they're amazing. And they're actually going to be performing at the charity event as well. Plus, there's a student car wash happening from 3 to 6. So if you get there early, they'll wash your car. And all that car wash money is going towards our cause, which is to help raise money for the Clark County schools who want to get rid of the music and arts program.
That's so awesome. Because what's left?
What, that they're getting rid of it? Or yeah, that we're raising money to save it?
No, it's you know how sometimes things are so terrible, it's like awesome? You know, it goes beyond terrible into like another realm of terribleness. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, I can't, that is so ludicrous to me that they want to, well, let's get rid of all this stuff like art, you know?
Yeah, kids just aren't creative anymore. Right. All they want to do is play video games.
Exactly.
What's wrong with the youth of America? They don't got nothing to do.
even video games, you got to have art background in order to figure out how to make those, you know? I can't wait for a couple of generations to go by what the video games will look like. It'll be Pong again.
Yeah, well, and then you can go play them at Insert Coins.
Exactly. That, I love that place. That place is phenomenal.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun there last week doing the show. Lipstick Killers was there. Spaz was just a little boy. Like, he was sitting in there in front of those consoles and just, you know, but he looked like, the thing is, he looked like a little boy. He had his hat on and he was,
right?
You know, he looked little.
It's booze and video games, man. It is your adolescence and your adulthood smashing into each other at quantum speed, you know?
And the cool part when you go into Insert Coins is when you're sitting at the bar, normally in a bar, the TVs all the way around the bar show sports.
Uh-huh.
These are video games that people are actually playing while they sit at the bar.
That's awesome.
So people are kicking your ass while you're there drinking.
You know?
So, I mean, again, I want to thank Christopher Laporte for having us out.
That was great.
It was awesome. It was good times. And they are also sponsoring our celebrity charity go-kart race, as well as Whiskey Dicks and so many more. We got Las Vegas cheesesteaks coming out. Jeez. And I mean, it's going to be huge. We're the Rockin' Comedy Show's got a barbecue area set up to help raise money for the event.
Wow.
And we got great celebrities coming on. Of course, Anthony Cools is going to be there because he loves to take people out and destroy them on
violent.
The track. He does. Well, he's going to hold on to that title just like Flip Cup.
Right? That's another little violent.
Yeah. Which, you know, he's doing Flip Cup tonight, but I don't have a team. As you can see, two of them, they've left.
Jamaica.
She's in Jamaica.
On the 4th of July.
How much am I paying Rebecca that she can go to Jamaica on 4th of July weekend?
You know, what's more American than go to Jamaica on the 4th of July?
Well, I think she's actually going to be back for the 4th, the actual 4th, on the 4th. But
I gotcha.
Rebecca alone. Well, she's got her wild roommate friends, but Rebecca has been let loose in Jamaica.
Christ almighty. Lord help us all.
The stories coming out are going to be unbelievable.
You know, the Jamaicans will be sitting around going, you remember that girl, man? Who could forget the train wreck?
So, in honor of them not being here, and last week when we were Insert Coins was the same day that Weird Al released his new album, which is fantastic.
Awesome album.
A lot of mixed reviews because he released some of the stuff early, but it's Al, and everything he does is genius. It's perfect. And even the video for Perform This Way.
That's great.
Is
I'm just glad they got the whole Lady Gaga thing figured out because, I mean, that would have been a tragedy if that song hadn't been on this album.
It would have sucked. And I just want to point out, because Rebecca is not here and because Spaz is not here, calling in today, sometime during this show, Weird Al's going to be here.
Get out. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's been over 5 years since Al's been on the show, wow. And he's going to call in. We're going to talk about the album, talk about the Lady Gaga stuff, and he's kind of winding up one version of the tour, and then he's going to be starting another one in September.
Yeah.
And here in Las Vegas, friends, at the Cannery, September 10th.
That's all. At the Cannery, the one on Craig?
The one on Craig.
The Cannery East.
Yeah.
Well,
but
Cannery Crust down there.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
After the way they treated him in Henderson his last tour, I'm glad he's not going back there.
Was GVR?
He was at that little outdoor pavilion.
Yeah.
And they didn't promote it. Nobody knew he was there. There was no advertising. And then they put him outside, of course, and it's 125 degrees in August.
Yeah.
Fried half of his equipment,
yep.
Like video screens and all that.
I'll tell you what, the Cannery, the club at the Cannery is a venue. It's a beautiful place. So
Weird Al is going to be calling in. We're going to play some stuff, not only from Weird Al, but we have decided, friends. We haven't done this in a long time on this show, but a lot of people say, we want more Crazy 8. So we've been giving you more Crazy 8. And Scott and I decided it's 4th of July. It should be something spectacular.
Spectacular! Spectacular!
So we are giving you the top 50.
The top
craziest songs 50. We could think of in the amount of time that Stephen Lynch song played.
We just literally took paper and started scribbling songs down.
You are going to hear songs from Red Peters.
Red Peters.
You are going to hear songs from Weird Al. You are going to hear from Barnes & Barnes. You're going to hear from Rodney Carrington. Ogden Etzel, Ray Stevens.
Sweet.
And here's one that's probably probably going to throw you for a loop.
Yes.
Neil Diamond.
Not Neil Diamond.
I said crazy songs.
Crazy songs from Neil Diamond.
Some of these songs are funny and will make you probably pee a little.
In your pants?
I hope.
Well, unless you're listening to the show on the toilet.
Some of these songs are offensive. Some of these songs Charlie doesn't like.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
But, dogs. but we are going to count down the top 50 songs right top here 50. On the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. And we're going to get things. There is one song that Scott picked, and I positively to this day think it is the dumbest song ever recorded. But
no,
he picked it.
Come on.
And it's going to be, and I literally never, ever play this song on my show. I hate it that much.
God.
And you don't know which one it is.
I don't.
But we're getting to it.
Just to get it out of the way,
I was going to make it number 50, but I didn't want to be that cruel. I'll drop it down the countdown a little bit. Number 50 on our countdown, we're going to get things started with a very funny cowboy, and I'm not talking about Seth Turner. I'm talking about Rodney Carrington. Here he is with his very classic song called Dancing with a Man.
Dancing with a Man.
I saw her sitting in a bar room in that smoky atmosphere. She smiled back at me as I drank down one last beer. She pulled me on the dance floor. We danced a song or two. It was then I realized that I bit off more than I could chew. Like Johnny Cash, is she hiding a mustache? Like I'm dancing with a man.
We sit down and talk a while,
and we listen to the band. And a friend of mine walked by, and he asked her if she danced. And he gently took her hand, and he twirled around and around. It looked like he was having fun until her skirt fell to the ground. I think he's dancing with a man. The boys at the lodge won't understand as they two-step the floor. I quickly headed for the door. I think he's dancing with a man. Good Lord, we're dancing with a man. It'll be known throughout the land. Two boys from Texas dancing, yeah, with a dude who wore a wig. We've been dancing with a man. She crushed a beer can on her head. Lord, her forehead's red. We've been dancing with a damn big man.
Love that song.
Number 50 on our countdown. Oh, and might I add that it's commercial free.
Yay, no commercials. It's going to be
a two-part episode, I'll tell you that. When we get to the end of song 26, you're going to have to get part two.
No, it's the way it works, because this is only, a three-hour show?
Right.
It's not a six-hour marathon.
So, number 50 on our countdown, Dancing with a Man by Rodney Carrington, which bumps us down to number 49, which was, I got to say, number 50 was picked by both of us. Number 49 picked by Scott Scooter Deal.
Yeah.
It's Adam Sandler. And I think the motivation behind this song was my car.
No, it's my car. Believe me.
It could be my car.
It could be everybody's car.
Anyway.
Anybody that ever did anything in the world could relate to this song.
Anyway, number 49 on the countdown, Adam Sandler with Piece of Shit Car. And you know what's great about this?
What's that?
Sort of has that Jamaican vibe.
It does have the Jamaican.
And Rebecca is in Jamaica.
Hence, she's probably driving a piece of shit car.
I don't think she's ever going to leave the hotel.
No, I doubt it.
She's drunk, and I'm sure she's been in the pool, and who God knows, those three women running crazy in Jamaica.
Yeah, man. I'll be surprised she makes it out of the airport.
I'll be surprised if she's here next week. Anyway, 49 on our countdown, Piece of Shit Car by Adam Sandler.
Here we go. I got a piece of shit car. The fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big piece of shit, cause these shocks are fucking shot. And my seatbelt's fucking broken, I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause he's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend built in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit car.
He sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What argument is that?
Never gets me very far.
Car, it's got no CD player, it only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
Shaken by disaster.
And I got no fucking brakes, I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day, I hear, hey, watch it, asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass.
A fucking pile of shit.
That pile of mess of shit.
Very far.
Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too hot for drive-thru. And you smell like tissue. But I'm too broke to buy something new. And the seat cushion's got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted, I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
He never ever gets a pussy.
Hey, shut up.
He's a shit car.
You piece of shit car.
He's a shit car.
You piece of shit car.
He's a shit car.
Both fucking tires. No rear view fucking mirror.
There it is. Piece of shit car. Reminds me of the time that Doria called the guy that left the note on my car that wanted to buy it. 48 on our countdown. This might be shocking to you. I don't think you've ever heard this song.
Yeah. Has anybody ever? Is it even written?
Oh, I've played it on the show, but it's just been a really long time.
All right.
My mom played me this song years ago, and she's a huge Neil Diamond fan. Coming in at number 8 on our crazy top 50, Neil Diamond, song about ice cream that you have to eat with gloves or your hands will turn green. And she said he's never done drugs.
No, Neil.
Neil Diamond on our countdown. Number 48, Porcupine Pie.
Porcupine pie, porcupine pie, porcupine pie. Vanilla soup, a double scoop, please. No, maybe I won't, maybe I won't, maybe I will. The tutti fruit with fruity blue cheese. Ah, but porcupine pie. Strange, we've got to eat it with gloves or your hands will turn green.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I'm proud to bring you the world's greatest disc jockey, Crazy Jack.
Number 47 on our countdown. I hate this song.
No, don't. It's great.
I hate this.
This is the greatest song.
It is not the greatest song. The greatest song is number one.
No.
Yeah, it is.
This is the close contender to number one right here.
It's 47. It's nowhere near number one.
It's
this song
on your
is
list.
Horrible. It's not even really a song. It's the dumbest skit. And I've heard dumb songs on this show. I've made a career out of playing the stupidest songs ever written. This is by far the worst. I hate this song. This whole recording is... Oh, it's just... vile.
I know what you're talking. I know which song this is.
What is it?
Is this Bulbous Bouffant?
Oh,
yeah!
It's Bulbous Bouffant at number 47. Here's the Vestibules.
Outstanding.
Stupid.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I notice you're not wearing any... galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
Did
chance.
Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No! The Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mucklucks.
Uh-huh.
Mucklucks.
That's right, mucklucks.
Mucklucks.
Yeah, mucklucks.
Say it again.
Mucklucks.
Say it louder.
Mucklucks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like
say,
it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
It's good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mucklock.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
No, it's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
Yeah, they should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, yeah, we were just,
Sir.
Yes?
Psst.
Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mucklucks.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mucklock.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Shindig. Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Hullabaloo.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Gabardine.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant. Plethora. Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Tuberculosis.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Foible.
Gazebo.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Bus.
Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk. They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly-poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino in Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she does. She says she doesn't have a job, but she drives a Lexus and she lives in Beverly Hills. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's always getting pages right in the middle of our dates. Has to go right away. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. Mystery girl. She pays her tab in singles. She comes home late in the evening. Says she's never in the mood. She got rug burns on her knees. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. Every time I call her up, her machine says Candy Cane can't come to fuck. She told me her name was Lisa. She's a mystery girl.
Forty-five on our countdown. Henry Phillips with Mystery Girl.
Mystery Girl.
A song I think that was written about Rebecca.
No, Bulbous Buffon was written about.
No. Shut up. I played a couple in a row to forget.
No. That horrid. That's why I had to bring.
Oh, it's terrible.
Luscious.
Number 45 on our countdown. Mystery Girl by Henry Phillips. 46 on the countdown was Fish Heads by Barnes and Barnes.
Love.
And number 47, the worst song ever recorded, Bulbous Buffont.
And we can thank the great Dr. Demento for drilling that into my brain on Sunday nights.
And it must be horrible because they've never done anything else.
The Vestibules? Yeah, they have.
Shut up.
It all sucks.
Shut up. It all sucks. All of it. Even Bulbous Buffont. Sucks. Horrible.
What's number 44?
Number 44 is from our good friend, Red Peters.
I love Red Peters.
A song, a little hearty little number about your family.
How are they anyway?
Here is the song at number 44 called How's Your Whole Family?
How's your whole family? How's your whole family? How's your whole family? How is your whole family? How's your whole?
How's your whole
family? How's your whole?
How's your whole
family? How's your whole?
How's your whole
family? How is your whole family? How's your dick?
How's your dick?
Tation machine, how's your dick?
How's your dick?
Tation machine, how's your dick?
How's your dick?
Tation machine,
how is your dick?
Tation machine, take your pants down.
How?
cleaners today, take your pants down. To the cleaners today, take your pants down. To the cleaners today, take your pants down to the cleaners today. Won't you do my ass?
Won't you do his ass?
Trilogical chart, won't you do my ass?
Won't you do his ass?
Trilogical chart, won't you do my ass?
Won't you do his ass?
Trilogical chart,
won't you do my astrological chart?
Suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me, suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me, suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me. Suck on a stiff cocktail with me. How's your home?
How's your home?
Family, how's your home?
Tell me, how's that great big home?
Family, how's your home?
How's your home?
Family, how is your home?
Hey, Crazy J, how's your whole family?
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up. Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up. Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago, a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up. He really fucked him up when the people went and turned their backs on him. He can fuck you up. No shit, he'll fuck you up just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fence. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up. He went and fucked Ray up, went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up. Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are counting down the top 50 craziest songs for your 4th of July. And from the Red Peters Comedy Hour CD, that was The Hand of the Almighty.
Hand of the Almighty.
And of course, following that, we kicked that whole little area off with Red Peters with How's Your Whole Family? We're not done with Red Peters.
Oh, heck no.
We've got more songs with him coming up. He's a great guy. I've interviewed him, 800-900 times.
Wow.
Never met him, but he's supposed to be coming to Vegas, so looking forward to that visit.
Absolutely.
It's going to be awesome. But we are doing the countdown. We're going to go down to number 42. It's brand new from Weird Al Yankovic. And I don't know about you, Scott, but I'm in the mood for a polka.
Oh, polka face. Polka you face.
Can't read my polka face.
She's got to love nobody.
Can't read mine, no, he can't read a mind. Poker face.
She's got to love nobody.
Pa-pa-pa, poker face, pa-pa, poker face. Pa-pa-pa, poker face, pa-pa, poker face.
Hey!
Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. You are, you are. Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Womanizer.
Boy, don't try to front, I know just what you are. Boy, don't try to front, I know just what you are. You say I'm crazy, I've got your crazy. You're nothing but a womanizer. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down, down.
You spin my head
right round when you go down, when you go down. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night.
Day and night,
the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, it's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now. And I was like, baby, baby, baby. So what? I'm still a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, I'm just fine, and you're a fool. So what? I am a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight. I kissed a girl, and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it. And I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Shouties like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na-na-na-na every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Stuck on replay. Stuck on replay. 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 Ay-ay-ay-ay. Baby, are you down, 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 down? Baby, are you down? I'm only gonna break your heart. 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 Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the polka don't stop. Yodel only.
Polka face, pa pa polka face.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Oh no, you can't read my
pa pa polka face. Talk about my polka face. Pa 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 polka face.
It's a classic from Weird Al Yankovic, Polka Face. You know, his albums just wouldn't be the same if he didn't do a polka on there.
Wasn't there like one album?
There's one album, no polka, and it's like the worst-selling album of all time.
I was devastated. And that was back when I got him on cassette, you know, back in the 40s.
Yeah.
And I remember looking for the polka, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's no polka. There's only one. I believe it's... it's his third or fourth album,
yeah,
I believe.
Like, it's not Polka Party, but it's
it's
one
right,
of those.
It's right around there.
Yeah.
And anyway, That is number 40. That is number 42 on our countdown. Polka Face. Coming up, we've got an interview with Weird Al. He's going to be calling in. I'm going to talk to him. That pretty so excited cool. about that.
That is so cool. I've been a fan of his for so long. I remember stealing my mom's car and going to see him in Kansas City in 1984 or 85.
Yeah, he puts on a great show. So
he does. Even back then when N3D first came out, I just, man.
The album that... put him on the map. I want to say congratulations to Mr. Yankovic as his album debuted at number 9 on the Billboard charts, his highest ever chart ever.
Mind you, the Billboard chart.
The Billboard, ladies and gentlemen.
That's phenomenal.
So congratulations, Mr. Yankovic. And he will. I'm not joking. He will be calling in.
I look forward to him mentioning us in the Grammy nomination and the Grammy acceptance this year for best.
I'm sure he will.
Oh, and by the way, I'd like to thank Crazy Jay and Scooter. I still don't hear that happening.
But number 41 on our countdown is a great classic number from Bob and Doug McKenzie. Rush was just here in town, and I got to meet Geddy Lee at Vamped.
Lucky bastard!
That was awesome.
Not all
in the same weekend. It was a couple. It was like 2 months ago. Geddy Lee was hanging out at Vamped, and he was playing. Wow. He just went up there and played with a band. Like got on guitar, and it was like, what?
That is psychic.
What? Man, you're playing with Geddy Lee,
right? God.
And so here is Take Off.
Take Off, eh?
Huh? Start that, Bill. Okay, be real nice to him, eh?
Okay.
Okay. This is the hit single section of our album.
Good day.
Good day. Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Good day. Thanks for coming down to do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure, eh?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah. I'm, $10 is $10.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you were here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah. How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North, eh?
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty.
How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional, eh?
Oh, we'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good luck.
Okay. This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay. Good day, welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh? Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out!
It was.
You're lying.
Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off! Decent singing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, right, because we're a band now. And,
except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off! To the great white north! Take off! It's a beauty way to go!
Listen to this, it's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop lying, will you?
Take off, eh?
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's coming in.
Well, that's
like... sung by angels.
Hey, Hosehead.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That can't be.
It is. Yeah, it is. Because
what?
It, well, it
short.
But no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, hoser. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me another label. Oh,
now everybody's gone. Good day.
Good day.
So, like, take off to the great white north.
Beauty.
Take off. It's a beauty way to go.
Jeez.
Take off, you hosers.
Hey, Getty, we'd like to thank you for coming on the album and singing on the hit single.
Well, it was my pleasure, eh? Like, I wish you guys, like, lots of success and everything.
Beauty. Thanks,
thanks
Getty.
A lot, eh?
Oh, that's great.
You're welcome.
Okay. Like, if we do another one, maybe you could do it?
Well, slow down, eh?
Okay. One at a time, right?
Don't
okay.
push the guy,
yeah,
eh?
Okay, okay. Sorry. But, you know, like, thanks for this one.
Thank you.
No sweat.
Yeah.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Indeed, a classic. I also love the one where they do Beer Hunter.
Oh, man. The Bob and Doug. I heard they're getting back together to do something.
They probably should. And there's a lot of retro stuff going on, they probably will.
And both their careers are kind of on hold anyway. I mean, they haven't done much in the last few years.
Since this countdown's long anyway, Scooter.
Yes.
I'm going to throw in a bonus song.
Throw in a bonus song. Bonus song. Give it to him. What do you got?
Anyway, there was an album that was just made. It was made by Weird Al fans. It's a tribute album of some of his parodies and original stuff called 26 and a Half. And unfortunately, this song came out after the album was put out. And it's a great, great, great song from a group called Money Shot Cosmonauts.
That's so gross.
That's awesome. Anyway, the song is fantastic. It's called, it's actually a parody of the Bruno Mars song, If I Was a Billionaire. So freaking bad. Anyway, it's a parody of that song, and it's called I Wish I Were Al Yankovic.
Here. I want to be Al Yankovic, so freaking bad, with white and nerdy fans I've never had. Like Oprah, I would start my own Al magazine, with Bundy, Sharpton, Kaida, Gore, and Green. Oh, every time I hear a song, my brain regurgitates it wrong. Yeah, so all the words I sing along are abnormal. I'd be every Fangirl's pal if I could be Weird Al.
Yeah, I'd be crushing Al if I lose it. My Belvedere cruiser, rockin' poker medleys of John Philip Sousa.
I'd be an Amish celebrity, losing on Jeopardy, with shirts like Nick Nolte and hair that's Def Leppardy.
I've been the grapefruit diet, go on eBay to buy it. I'm no Jerry Springer, but in France, I'm a riot.
I love Rocky Rota, getting kinky with Yoda. Got a boogie like the biggest ball of Spam in Minnesota.
I make my roaches wear slippers, fall in love with the skipper, or an anorexic codependent mingo addict stripper.
I hear I want a new duck that will teach him to swim. I guess it really must suck to be a rock star like him.
I never think a song is done.
Toast done, toast done.
Until you add a cardio.
Cause I perform this way, baby.
I pray for one more naked gun.
No, Jay.
Till
yeah.
then,
yeah.
I
yeah.
shall sing about my root canal.
Real man.
When I become Weird Al.
Dare to be stupid.
I'll be the quirkiest, the smirkiest, my turkey next the turkiest. A bowl to Albuquerque, songs are right to Albuquerqueous.
I'll kick some pantry ass in this doggy dog business with my billionaire bikini supermodel astrophysicist.
I'm pretty fly for a reverend in balloonophile heaven, making albums in 3D.
It's Cubed is 27.
I'm buying me a Cuisinart on Craigslist, they're on sale tonight. I'll be the king of waffles, king of suede, and king of cellulite.
I would tell your iguana it smells like Madonna, but right now Nirvana and I just don't wanna.
Funny, won't perhaps. I'll just go and rent it. So listen.
Listen up, you weasel stomper. Stay demented.
I wanna be Al Yankovic, so fetching back.
Even worse.
I promise I'll be mellow when I'm dead.
Like a car battery.
I wanna do the Today Show on All Al TV.
On UHF.
With Roker and Capone and Ali G.
Hey, hold up. What up?
They say I'm close, but no cigars.
You're pitiful.
To radioactive CNRs.
Chuck Norris revisited.
From a planet near Bruno Mars.
Freddie Mercury.
I'd
yeah.
Puke
yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Dow. And I'd be Harvey the Wonder Hamster.
Dude.
I wanna be Al Yankovic.
Me too.
So stinking bad.
I wish I could be Weird Al too. Wait, I am Weird Al. Cool.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and on our phone line right now, he's a Grammy Award winner. He's an actor, author, all around talented guy. Weird Al Yankovic, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I'm great. I hear you have a new album, and it's awesome.
That's right here, too. Thank you.
This is your 13th release, which is...
13th studio album, that's correct.
Yeah, your 13th studio album. I set aside all the best ofs and the greatest hits and things, but... I guess the question is, because you've been around so long as a novelty act, what do you think the secret to your success is about being so, I guess, the longevity of it all?
I don't know what to attribute that to, frankly. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'd like to think that after all these years, I've gotten to be pretty good at it. But I don't know. I'm just really grateful that people haven't gotten completely sick of me yet.
Well, I think the spacing, every three, four years, I think this is your longest space between albums. But with internet leaks that came out, it was kind of nice to hear all that stuff.
Yeah, it was a nice stopgap. I apologize. I wish I was able to put out albums a little bit more frequently than I had been doing. But the internet leaks thing was kind of a nice stopgap for me because it allowed the fans to hear some of the stuff I've been working on and give them a little preview of the new album. I guess the downside is a lot of fans are complaining now, like, I've already heard a bunch of stuff from the new record. But, the alternative is, well, then you'd have to wait 5 years, I guess.
Yeah, right. Is it hard coming up with parody ideas? Because it seems like the music industry, the style of music hasn't changed much up until now with your Lady Gaga stuff. But your last couple albums, the big parodies were all rap style. So is it hard to come up with something that you're going to do?
Not really. The music styles and fashions change, and pop culture is always morphing into something new. But, there's always something that people are listening to. There's always going to be something. And it's always going to be ridiculous. Pop culture, that's one thing that never changes. It's always kind of silly. So I'll never really run out of source material.
I guess that's true. I have to say that I think the Perform This Way video is top-notch, some of your best stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Interesting concept to pull off Lady Gaga. The way that you did it. Obviously, for those listening, that is not your body.
Yeah, that was a conscious choice. And I made that decision really about 2 seconds after I came up with the idea for the song. I figured that the video was going to have to feature, a lot of the fashions that Lady Gaga made famous and a lot of things that were even beyond what she'd come up with already. And my first thought was, okay, well, nobody in the world is really going to want to see me in a meat dress. So I knew immediately that the video was going to be basically all about... the wardrobe and a lot of CGI.
Well, job well done. I think it's awesome. And some of your other parodies on the album, for people that don't know you, you've done some Bruno Mars, some Taylor Swift, and always the polkas are great.
Thank you. Yeah, full polka face this time. But yeah, I can't get away with not including a polka medley on the album because it's requisite now. It's what the fans want.
Yeah, it's kind of like your staple. I think we would be disappointed if it wasn't on there.
it's a nice way to kick off the live show. Like, you know, get, you know, just polka down with your bad self right out of the gate.
Well, and speaking of your fans, I mean, you have some of the most loyal fans I've ever, you know, been a part of, I've met, I've hung out with. I mean, they just released this 26 and a half tribute album to you. You know, they're raising money to get you a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They're loyal. So, I mean, yeah, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
It does feel good. I've heard the album, by the way, and it's fantastic. Everybody did an amazing job. I'm like, so flattered and honored. I just can't believe that the fans are that dedicated that they're willing to spend that much time and effort on my behalf. So thank you, everybody.
And for those listening that think that Weird Al disappears for 4 or 5 years, you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. You do voiceovers for a lot of stuff on the Cartoon Network, and you wrote a children's book.
It's not like I disappeared for 5 years. I feel like I've been keeping pretty busy in the meantime. When you did the book, I counted them up, and since the last album, I played 257 live shows with the band. Cities.
Yeah, the last time I saw you, you were in Henderson. I think it was mid-August, and it was 145 degrees outside.
I'm sure it felt that way.
Yeah, it was definitely a hot day. But what inspired you to do the children's book? Was it something you always wanted to do, or is it because you're a father now and you know?
It's something that I kind of had in the back of my mind for a very long time. Since the 80s. I was kind of toying around with the idea of writing a children's book because I was always a big fan of Dr. Seuss and Shel Silverstein, and I thought that, you know, I'd probably be pretty good at it. But it was always, I never aggressively went after it. It was just sort of on the back burner. And about a couple of years ago, I was approached by an editor from HarperCollins named Anne Humphrey, and she was a big fan of my work and particularly liked the wordplay in my lyrics, and she called me into a meeting at HarperCollins and basically said, we love the way that you write, and if you ever want to write a children's book, we'd love to put it out, which was an amazing offer. But, you know, at the time I was on the road, I had a bunch of other projects in development, and I couldn't get into it right away, but I kind of tucked that away in the back of my mind. And I think it was maybe a year and a half later, I finally emailed her back and said, you know that children's book thing? Yeah, let's do that. There's some ideas that she liked when I grow up, and we did it.
And now it's an app on an iPad. And
it was a New York Times bestseller. Now it is a best-selling iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch app, which is, have you had a chance to look at it yet? It's pretty cool.
I have. It's very interactive. I like it. And children's books are my level. Finally a book I could read. Thank you very much. but you're kind of in the middle of a tour that's wrapping up until the fall, so people can still get a chance to see you. Is that correct?
We're adding tour dates all the time. I'll check weirdal.com for the dates. There's a few there already, but there will be many more.
And you know, Al, we've been playing your music for a long time on this show, and you have the new tribute album we talked about. It's called 26 and a half, and there's probably some people that don't get the joke, that listen to the show, that are my new listeners. They don't know the significance of the 27. How did that start?
Well, the real answer is it was fairly random and uncalculated. I guess I used the word, the number 27 a few times in song lyrics or videos without thinking that I was repeating myself. I guess maybe it was just the number of syllables, or it seemed to me to be a funny number. I don't know exactly why, but the point being, I used it a couple times, and fans started picking up on that and saying, why come Al's using the number 27 over and over? Did that have special meaning or significance? What is he trying to say? And it became a little bit cult-like. And I found out about that, and I just started fanning the flames by just on purpose using the number 27 in various, you know, places, like in videos and lyrics and things like that. So it became ultimately sort of a little wink and a nod to my hardcore fans.
Well, because everybody goes, what's the significance of 27? And there's your answer, guys. Just a fluke. And it's your loyal fans that actually pointed it out. Now, with the Lady Gaga parody, there was kind of a mild controversy about it. What was it that her people didn't want you to do the song, like the Your Pitiful video or the song? Or what happened there with that? She didn't like it at first and then changed her mind? Or what was going on with that?
Well, I detailed the whole process fairly exhaustively in a couple blog posts that I made called the Gaga Saga. But if I can put it in a nutshell, we had a long, prolonged back and forth with Lady Gaga's manager, who made me jump through a lot of hoops up to and including recording a final version of the song, and ultimately he said no. Now, the whole time he was presenting it as if he were running it by Lady Gaga, but it came to light that that was not the case. It was a decision that he had made unilaterally. And I know this because when I finally uploaded it to YouTube, because at that point I had a finished track, and I knew it wasn't going to be in the album, but I figured at least I'd let people hear it.
Right.
At that point, a couple million people heard it, including Lady Gaga, who had no idea any of this was going on. People were coming up through the street and saying, how can we not let Weird Al do this song? And she had no idea. As it turns out, she says she's a Weird Al fan. She loved the song, and she immediately gave her blessing for the parody, so everything turned around. But this is not a unique incident in my career. I mean, several times I've had managers stand in the way of my parody. When, in fact, the artist they represented was totally cool with it.
Right. And the cool thing about you is you ask permission every time, even though, you know, you don't have to, and you still do because that's your reputation, and that's awesome. And I want to thank you for taking the time to call into the Rockin' Comedy Show and promote the album. Looking forward to seeing you here in Vegas in September. And, you know, good luck with future success.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Al. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Oh, the sand keeps falling through the hourglass, and there's no way you're gonna slow it down. You say we gotta treasure each moment. Who knows how long we're gonna be around? Yeah, you keep on telling me life is short, and it's hard to disagree with what you say. But if time is so precious, why you wasting mine? 'Cause I'm always reading, always deleting every useless piece of garbage that you send my way. Every stupid hoax, all those corny jokes, stop forwarding that crap to me. Well, I don't need tons of cringe-inducing puns, stop forwarding that crap to me. And debunk that.
Comedy show. We are counting down the top 50 craziest songs for your 4th of July weekend, and that is number 40, Stop Forwarding That Crap to Me by Weird Al Yankovic.
Jay.
From his latest album.
Jay.
Alpocalypse.
Jay.
What?
That was really Weird Al on the phone.
It really was.
I thought you were fucking with me.
No, it was really Al.
That was really Weird Al Yankovic on the phone.
I've been doing this for 20 years. I have connections. But, he knows me. I've met him several times. It's not the first time he's called in.
Dude, that was Weird Al Yankovic talking on your phone.
See, and I told you, give me $50 if you want to ask a question, but you didn't believe me that it was really him. So I didn't have
$50.
Well, we could have worked something out. You didn't even haggle.
You didn't even offer to work something out.
You didn't even haggle.
Yeah, you missed your phone, hog. God. I wanted to ask you a question. That was the coolest thing ever. You're like my hero now.
So well, number 40 on our countdown. Stop Forwarding That Crap to Me.
That's awesome.
By Weird Al Yankovic. We're going to move down to number 39. It's from a very funny, very disturbed individual. His name, Stephen Lynch. The song is the same title of the album. It's Three Balloons.
Call you from my car to say I'll be there in a while. Short plane ride and I will get to see your pretty smile. Nothing on the radio, I fiddle with the dial. Then I see a sign, the airport's just another mile. I check my bags and think about how much I hate to fly. And as I near security, I almost start to cry. Well, I hope the law enforcement agents can't tell from my face. I've got three balloons of coke in an uncomfortable place. I'm sweating and I'm nervous.
is cold as ice. Dread the thought of having to unload this merchandise. Relax, I say, it's not so bad, it might feel kinda nice. Besides, who hasn't had a finger up there once or twice? I must remember, don't leave any drugs inside the host. I did that once, and a girl who tossed my salad over. Balloons of ecstasy and six balloons of hash, eight balloons of LSD and nine of Sensi Mild, a box of Chinese fireworks, Guatemalan child. I made it to the gate now, and my joy I can't contain. I board the aircraft, take my seat in the cockpit of the I've got three balloons of cocaine and a comfortable place. Flight crew, prepare for takeoff as I lift us into air. And by the way, does anyone want to buy a Guatemalan child from a derriere? I got three balloons.
It's a beautiful day outside. I think I'm going to start mowing the lawn.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Okay, Hank, what's going on?
I'm looking for my dog, Rover. Our dog got out, and I can't find him anywhere. You haven't seen him, have you?
No.
If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure, appreciate it.
We'll see you later, Dave.
See you later, Hank. Well, there's that Rover now.
I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I did too shy, but I guess that it's best if I just spell them out. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U-B-L-O-W-M-E. I-C-A-N-T-S-T-A-N-D. T-H-E-F-U-C-K-O-U-T, the door.
The door.
These are the words I've been longing to say, but I think I shall use an alternative way. F-U-C-K. Now, while I'm still able,
except for all those sleepless nights when you loved me black and blue. You said I was good for nothing, but there's one thing I could do. Now your memory's trying to tell you. If you think about me long and hard, you remember why you love me.
Why you love me.
Think about the length of time you spent above me.
Just above me.
In the bedroom, in the car, in the neighbor's yard. Just above me, in the kitchen, in the truck, I know I measured up. You remember why you love me, think about me, long and hard. Hit it, Ducky.
Make it hard for you to follow along, people.
Yes.
Number 35 on our countdown, I Think About You Long and hard by Red Peters.
That man is disturbed.
Yeah, I love him.
Yes, the 37, the spelling song.
I can't wait to meet him. And then the 36 on our countdown was Daffy Duck Rhapsody by Mel Blanc. Gotta love that.
That man was a genius.
He was, and Looney Tunes have never been the same.
Did you know that he actually auditioned for the part of C-3PO?
Yes.
Yes, and they turned him down. I can't imagine C-3PO like Porky Pig or something. That would have just not been right. But.
No, I think because he can do all the whistle sounds and do all that stuff. You know, 37 on our countdown, The Spelling Song by Red Peters.
Stan, I love that song. I don't know why we don't hear that on the radio more. It's just,
yeah, it's because it's classic. They never play any of the classics.
Never anymore. It's all just drum machine crap.
And 38 on our countdown was My Dead Dog Rover by Hank, Stu, Dave, and Hank. And starting that set off was song number 39, Three Balloons by Stephen Lynch.
Psychotic.
Awesome. I want to take this opportunity to let you know you can find the Rockin' Comedy Show on Twitter. Look for us at Rockin' Comedy. You can also find our fan page on Facebook at Rockin' Comedy Show. It's pretty easy to find us.
It is.
And the website. 24/7, rockincomedyshow.com. See
like
videos,
it.
See you read comments, you know, check out past shows and stuff. Rockincomedyshow.com. If you want to hit up Rebecca on Twitter and say, hey, how's life in Jamaica? It's Scrubecca.
Why would you want to hit on Rebecca? on the internet. That would just be so counterproductive.
Well, because it's a bit safer than hitting honor in person.
I've seen the pickle eating contest.
We are at number 34 on our countdown, and it is indeed another comedy classic that I grew up with on the Dr. Demento Show. Ogden Edsel, number 34, with Dead Puppies.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Right now.
Baby, baby.
number 33 on our countdown, Tarzan by Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens, man.
And number 34 was Dead Puppies by Ogden Etzel. And you know what? They aren't much fun.
They're not much fun. They're more fun nowadays with the economy the way it is, though. I mean,
yeah.
Anything's more fun.
But number 32 and number 31, back to back from Weird Al, ladies and gentlemen. Number 32, a classic. And we're going to get it started with One More Minute.
I hate being stuck at the self-service pump.
Someday you will go far. Now I'm the press follows everywhere I go. I'll poke your eye out with a dress like this. Back off and enjoy the show. I'm sure my critics will say it's a grotesque display. Well, they can fight me, baby, and perform this way. I might be wearing Swiss cheese or maybe covered with bees. It doesn't mean I'm crazy, I perform this way. Perform this way. Ooh, my little monster pain. Life's cause I perform this way. Baby, I perform this way. Hey, I just perform this way. I'm not crazy, I perform this way. A troll or evil queen, I'll be a human jelly bean, cause every day is Halloween. I'm so completely original, my new look is all the rage. I'll wrap my small intestines round my neck and set fire to myself on stage. I'll wear a porcupine on my head on a W-H-I-A.
Hey, hey.
French. Excuse me, Joaquin, I'm P.T. Got my straight jacket today. It's made of gold and we're made. No, not because I'm crazy, I perform this way. I strap my rib to my feet, cover myself with raw meat. I'll bet you've never seen a skirt stay worn this way. Don't be offended when you see my latest pop monstrosity. I'm strange, weird, shocking, odd, bizarre. I'm Frankenstein, I'm Avatar. There's nothing too embarrassing. I'll honestly do anything but wear white after Labor Day. Cause baby, I perform this way.
Hope you won't think it's cliche if I go nude today. Don't call the cops now, baby, I perform this way. No reason I should regret all the attention I get. I'm not completely crazy, I perform.
And 31 on our countdown, Perform This Way by Weird Al.
Almost sounds like Lady Gaga.
The video is fantastic.
So the way they do that, the whole thing with the face was just absolutely fantastic.
I'm curious to see it in concert. My friend said he does it.
No.
With special effects and screens, so I want to see it.
Yeah. Yes. And knowing Al, it'll be top of the notch. You know.
Oh, he's going to, you know, go out and he's going to do it. So it's going to be
absolutely.
It's going to be awesome. But we're going to, you are listening to the top 50 craziest songs for your 4th of July weekend. Want to point out, July 13th is the Rockin' Comedy Show live taping on Showbiz of the Stars for Crazy Jay's birthday.
Yay! Oh my golly!
9 o'clock. We're going to meet up at Planet Hollywood. We're going to get on there. Steve Connolly, who is Elvis, is going to be performing for us, and I'm going to get drunk. Yeah. So you got to get your tickets now. You can get all the information at rockincomedyshow.com. Normally, it's $50 to ride the bus. It's $19.95 if you mention Rockin' Comedy Show live taping July 13th.
Awesome.
It truly is a blast of just going up and down the strip, drinking, partying, singing songs, and just it's cool.
That is cool.
And then that Saturday, the 16th, we're going to be rocking Fast Laugh.
Fast Laugh.
Third annual.
Fast Laugh.
You haven't been to any of these.
I work.
I know, but you always miss out.
I know, I do.
Don't you need to tell them that we need a paramedic on standby.
They'll
at the
charge
race.
You, but then, you know.
No. You tell them you're just volunteering your time.
See? I'm actually in my uniform, for Christ's sake. That's so dedicated.
But anyway, so that's July 16th at Fast Lap. And again, all that information is on our website. Of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can get all that information there. And reasons to follow us on Twitter, because we give away tickets to shows. So you got to check it out.
Excuse me again. I'm sorry about that.
Well, there once was a fella named Willard McBain, and he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight, he'd slip off alone, same lady on a paid telephone.
play again, Mark.
Hello, this is Margaret. You don't know me, Margaret, but I know you.
Well, this upset the lady, and it gave her the blues. So she called up the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief came around to her home, and he's dropped upon them on her upstairs phone.
It's me again, Margaret.
Hello, this is Barney.
Margaret, I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked?
Traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad with their field glasses raised the lips of that amorous man as he said,
it's me again, Margaret.
Hello, is it Margaret?
But you can't guess what I'm doing.
Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown, and they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came around. He wetted his chapped lips and he cleared his young throat. Then he dialed the telephone and softly he spoke.
You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I miss you. And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come over there with a wheat beater and a live chicken and some peeps preserves. We'll have a big old time, Margaret.
Number 30 on our countdown, It's Me Again, Margaret, by Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens. You know, that guy was so far ahead of his time.
He was amazing.
He was.
He did some good stuff. Moving on down to number 29, it's The Playmates. A lot of classics. A lot of classics. Had to go into the archives to pull a lot of these out. But right. The Playmates coming in at number 29 with Beep Beep.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one-third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn.
I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with Gus. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
This is a song. This is a new song. Through the eyes of one of the greatest people alive, I feel. The Lunch Lady. Woke up in the morning. Put on my new plastic glove. Served some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, yesterday's meatloaf is today's sloppy joes. And my breath reeks of tuna, and there's lots of black hairs coming out of my nose. In Lunch Lady Land, your dreams come true. Clouds made of carrots and peas. Mountains built of shepherd's pie. And rivers made of macaroni and cheese. But don't forget to return your trays and try to ignore my gum disease. No student can escape the magic of Lunch Lady Land. Oh, hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans. Hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders, navy beans, meatloaf sandwich, sloppy dough, sloppy, sloppy dough. To see all the pepperoni pizza was a-looking at me. It screamed, why do you burn me and serve me up cold? I said, I got the spatula, just do what you're told. Then the liver and onion started joining the fight, and the chocolate pudding pushed me with all its might, and the chop suey slapped me and it kicked me in the head. It's called revenge, Lunch Lady, said the garlic bread. I said, what did I do to make you all so mad? They said, you got flabby arms and your breath is bad. Then the green bean said, you better run and hide. But then my friend Sloppy Joe came and and join my side. He said, if it wasn't for the lunch lady, the kids wouldn't eat you. You should be shaking her hand and saying, pleased to meet you. She gives you a purpose and she gives you a goal. You should be kissing her feet and kissing her mole. So, now all the angry fools just leave me alone and we all live together in a happy home. Thanks to Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe, yeah. Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe, yeah. Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe, come on. Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe. Well, me and Sloppy Joe got married. Got 6 kids and we're doing just fine down in Lunch Lady Land.
Meatloaf sandwich.
Sorry. Love that song.
And that's why it was number 28 on our countdown, Lunch Lady Land by Adam Sandler. And I think we got one more from him on the countdown, too. And number 29 on the countdown was from the Playmates. It's Beep Beep.
Beep Beep.
Beep Beep. Beep Beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Anyway, number 27 on our countdown is going to be TMZ. It's brand new from Weird Al Yankovic.
They did a great job with this song.
From Apocalypse in stores now or available on iTunes. The cool thing about the deluxe edition of the album are the videos.
Oh, yeah, no question. Every song.
They're animated. They're just awesome.
Who puts an album out with every song in a video already?
So Weird Al goes out. If you're going to get it, get the deluxe edition.
It's only like, what, $4 more or something like that? And you get the book and everything.
Yeah, it's awesome. Book,
it is.
So number 27 is Weird Al Yankovic with TMZ, which of course is a parody of Taylor Swift's I Need to Be With You.
Yep. He sounds just like her.
Here it is.
Sort of famous, a minor celebrity, and so it only makes sense the world would be obsessed with every single thing you do. They're running around with their camcorders in the night. They're lurking patiently and hoping that they just might see something real embarrassing you do. The bad hair day sweat-stained t-shirt, that's the story that they're gonna feature, with exclusive pics of your flabby behind. You think you're all alone, but that's right when you'll find a bunch of paparazzi popping out of nowhere, cameras in your face, and then suddenly you're on TMZ. You're on TMZ. Following you when you're walking down the street and asking stupid questions while you're trying to eat. So you cover your face thinking to yourself, hey, isn't this creepy? And they're out there praying you'll have a big meltdown and take them on a little car chase through this whole town. They'll be there with you when you're going to jail, first on the scene for every wardrobe fail. Picked up some transvestite. Seconds later, it's up on the website. Get a Vegas wedding, a quickie divorce, and they'll be sneaking in, snapping pictures, of course. And if they ever catch you picking your nose or stumbling down the street on a drunken spree, you're on TMZ. Stalking you, just waiting. Trailing you through airport security. They're with TMZ. They're with TMZ.
We caught this Oscar nominee picking up dog food.
Is that a baby bump?
I pronounce her guilty of leaving the house while fat.
Look who's drinking coffee.
Everything celebrities do is fascinating.
Oh, let me tell you.
person can't even get a DUI. You'll go on a racist rant. Those guys are all around, so you really shouldn't dare go to every club in town if you flopped your underwear. Seems that every single time a star decides to shave their head or ram their car into a tree, they're on TMZ. If they catch you peeing in the bushes later on that night, well, I guarantee you're on TMZ. You're on TMZ. You're on TMZ. Every single celebrity knows they're gonna be.
All right, there it is, Weird Al. I think he's dominating the countdown. It usually happens when he has a new album.
Right.
People just want to...
Even if it's an old album, I mean, Weird Al
I could have done the top 50 Weird Al songs and still have been like, "What? Which ones am I going to pick?"
Right? There's no question.
There's so many good ones. But we're going down to number 26 now on our countdown. Rodney Carrington.
Howdy.
More of a Man.
More of a Man.
From his album, Nutsack.
Nutsack.
Oh, no, More of a Man is from, I apologize, Morning Wood.
Oh, that's right, it is, you're right.
Like It Matters. Like Morning Wood, Nutsack.
Thanks for screwing up the album title. Appreciate it.
What's that supposed to be? Seth Turner?
Yes, that's Seth Turner. It's Seth Turner doing Rodney Carrington when he's high on crack.
So, number 26 on our countdown is More of a Man from Rodney Carrington.
She likes to go hunting with her buddies. She once killed a deer with just a stick. She likes those smoky bars and rot gut whiskey. And pull my fingers, still her favorite trick. She likes Hormel chili on her ice cream, yeah. With a jalapeno pepper on the side. She wants fried bacon with her shirt off. Chopped up an onion and didn't even cry. Hey, she's more of a man than I'll ever be. She's done things that most men can't believe. She chews tobacco, swallows the juice. Her real name's Sheila, but they call her Moose. She's more of a man than I'll ever be. It's plain to see she put the he in she. She's more of a man than I'll ever be. She likes her old job down at the factory. Even though she lost an arm in 83. She spent a little time in Folsom Prison. And Johnny Cash, she's tattooed on her knee. She's never rode a bull that's ever thrown her. Hell, she rode one all the way through Tennessee. She's never met a man who's ever owned her. Although I think she's got the hots for me. Hey, she's more of a man than I'll ever be. She's done things that most men can't believe. She eats beef jerky by the ton and stares directly at the sun. She's more of a man than I'll ever be. It's plain to see she put the he in she. She's more of a man than I'll ever be.
Well, with that song, More of a Man, from Rodney Carrington, we have come to the end of part one of our top 50 songs.
Wow.
So far,
that was fast.
So far, the list was great. We had 26, which was TMZ by... 26 was More of a Man by Rodney Carrington. 27 was TMZ by Weird Al. 28 was Lunch Lady Land by Adam Sandler. 29 was Beep Beep by The Playmates. Number 30, It's Me Again, Margaret from Ray Stevens. Number 31 was Perform This Way by Weird Al. Number 32 was One More Minute. Number 33 was Guitar Zan from Ray Stevens. 34, Ogden Etzel with their song Dead Puppies. Number 35, Long and Hard from Red Peters. I just love that song.
So great.
Even just saying the name makes me smile. Number 36 was Daffy Duck Rhapsody from Mel Blanc. 37 was The Spelling Song, also from Red Peters. Number 38, My Dead Dog Rover from Hank, Stu, Dave, and Hank. 39 was Three Balloons from Stephen Lynch. Number 40, Stop Forwarding That Crap to Me by Weird Al. And number 41 was Take Off from the great white people known as Bob and Doug.
Take off, eh?
Take off, eh? You hoser.
You hoser.
Number 42 was Polka Face from Weird Al. Number 43, Hands of the Almighty. Number 44, How's Your Whole Family from Red Peters. Number 45 was Mystery Girl. 46 was Fish Heads. Number 47,
Bulbous Bouffant. Galoshes.
By the Vestibules. Number 48 was Porcupine Pie from Neil Diamond. Number 49 was Piece of Shit Car from Adam Sandler. And starting the countdown at number 50 so long ago was Dancing with a Man from Rodney Carrington. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for part two of our top 50 countdown.